I was reading in the book of Luke, I believe it was, this morning, and Jesus told them, he'd sent them out, and they came back, and they were joyful, because they said, even the demons and the devils, we have power over them, and we can heal the sick. And Jesus told them, he said, rejoice not because of these things. He said, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Amen. We've got something to rejoice about today. Thank God I'm saved. Brother Dylan's going to preach for us this morning, church. Pray for him.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Philippians. I've been thinking about this scripture for a long time. It seems like it's just reoccurred in my mind for almost a month now. And then I got to share part of the scripture on that I'm going to read with everybody yesterday, and share why it meant so much to me. And I don't feel like I need to go into detail or nothing like that, but I hope and pray today that if you're here and you're lost, or if you're here and you're saved, you can find where you can find peace. You can find where you can find joy and refuge and strength. And his name is God. Philippians chapter 4. You have to give me a minute. My eyes are all misty now. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start reading in verse number 8. It says, I'll give you a minute to get there. It looks like everybody's basically there. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye are also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound, and where everywhere and in all the things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And you can be seated, and we thank you for that. We're gonna probably. We're going to stay right here in this verse, these couple verses of scripture. And we all know that I'm not the best reader, and I'm sorry you had to stand for that, to hear me murder that. But I love the Lord so much that I just want to do everything I can just to get across the thing that's in my mind. And everybody knows Philippians 4:13. It's one of the most common scriptures that you'll ever hear, that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But before that, he was talking about how in his life, all the things that he's learned and all the things that that God has shown him, or the things that even before he got saved, I believe what he was trying to tell him here was just to abound in everything that God has given you, just abound in it, and just be there. And he said where it says now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I began to think about that 11th verse there, just to be content in the position that you're in, and not to be content in the sense of, no, don't move forward, Brother Chris. We all ought to move forward. We should always have a desire to move, and a desire to grow, and a desire, Sister Mary, to get closer to God. But I began to think about how God was kind of trying to show him here through this man. I believe what he was trying to tell him was, be content with me. Always be with me. Always be content with where I have you in your life. Always be put wherever I put you. Be glad that you're there. And when you move on to the next spot, be glad that you're there. In the storm, be glad. In the sunny days, be glad. Oh, in your happy days, be glad. In your sad days, be glad. Why? Because the Bible tells us, Brother Victor, that God has put something down in our heart that gives us joy unspeakable, and it's full of glory. And I began to think
think about how I've got to allow me just to kind of to funnel my thoughts into some sort of a message. I can only do that through God. But I want you to realize something today, that if there's anything we need to be, it's content with God. Why is that so? Because God is the one, Brother Mike, that's going to take us on to new, new places in our life. I know that we have heard, no doubt, plenty of messages, Brother Victor, about the sheep and how they pasture and all these things, but how the shepherd takes them and he puts them in a pasture. They don't understand why they're in the pasture. All they do is eat. They don't understand anything more than the shepherd is leading them in ways that they don't understand. Oh, that's just like you and me, Brother Victor. All we are is sheep. They're not mindless. They're actually really smart, Brother Mike. But they understand and they know that their strength is only in the shepherd. Thanks be to God above that I understand and I know that my strength only comes from the shepherd. And I graze and I get what I need to from the pasture that I'm in. But thanks be to God, Brother Victor, when that pasture is eaten up, there's no more grass to be ate. There's no more food to be had. The shepherd doesn't leave us there. He takes us to a new pasture. He brings us to a new point. He brings us to a new place in our life where we can get something. We can get some food spiritually, or we can graze with our brothers and sisters, and we can grow and learn from one another. Oh, thanks be to God above that I've got a good shepherd, and he loves me enough not to let me go hungry today. Oh, I began to think about Brother Victor, those sheep there, they're just happy that the shepherd's leading them. They don't understand anything more that the shepherd provides. Oh, and thanks be to God, if we would get that way, if we would be just in a happy state of mind, those sheep, they only got one worry in the world, and it's following the shepherd. They don't understand anything more. You know what I wish God, and I hope and I pray that God will do in my life, is that he takes all of the fears away and just lets me be happy following the shepherd. And that's all I care about. That's all I need. That's all I want, is for God to lead me through the pastures today. I know Psalms 23, we always get, it gets quoted all the time. Just thanks be to God that there's somebody that's willing to lead me through the green pastures and let me find water and lay down and rest in it, or lay down and get a drink, or to lay in the pasture, or to be led. The Bible says there that even the yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil. Aren't you glad today? That if we are just happy sheep, God will lead us and we won't fear, and there'll be nothing that the devil can do about it. Hey, don't you know today that the shepherd there, I know we, the kids, when we do our Christmas play, everybody wants to be the shepherd with that big staff because it's cool. They like it. Now they play with it, Brother Victor. They like to rope each other with it. They like to swing it around. I was that boy one time. But I understand what the staff is for now. It's not just a plaything. It's a real... Oh my goodness, it's something that the shepherd can use to make sure that his sheep stay close. Aren't you glad? Sometimes I try to venture out and I try to do something, and then I get yanked by that hook there. Sometimes, Brother Victor, I think, God, why are you not letting me do this? Why can't I go there? But I'm just a sheep that only knows how to follow. And if I'd get out on my own, I'd get lost, and I wouldn't be able to find my way back. That's all the shepherd's doing, is protecting me from things that I don't understand, things that I can't see, or I don't comprehend. I just gotta be happy being part of the flock, and thank God that Thank God that one day I used to be a goat. I used to be high-headed and stubborn, and I used to go against the grain. Oh, but God gave me a newness of life. Oh, and He put me in the fold, and He loves me, and He cares for me. And when I do something wrong, He corrects me today. Hey, I know this is nowhere near where I thought I was going to go. That's okay, though. I began to think about Brother Victor, the times of my life that I've been empty, spiritually speaking, that I've been empty, and I didn't understand why. Oh, and it's because, Brother Josh, that I tried to do something on my own. I walked away from the flock. Oh, and here I was just wandering out in the middle of nowhere, wondering why I couldn't feel God. Oh, wondering why God wasn't. I'm wondering why in my mind I thought God was gone, that He didn't care. Oh, but I didn't realize, Brother Victor, that even though I'm just in my sheep state, that I'm walking around trying to find my way, and yet there's the shepherd just walking right behind me, making sure that I'm safe, making sure that I'm sound, making sure that I'm provided for. Aren't you glad today? And God, even in all of His knowledge and love, chooses when we try, Brother Victor, to do our own thing. He just follows and He protects. He can justly dare. He can let us go and never talk to us again. But He loves us enough that when we falter and when we fail, that He doesn't leave us out in the dark. He comes to get us, and He picks us up, and He gives us grace and love and mercy, and He lets us know that we're loved today. Man, I want to encourage you this morning. I mean, if you feel like you've lost your cause, if you feel like you've lost your purpose, if you feel like you've lost your happiness, your joy, just remember you're part of the flock today. And God had you in the... it won't even come out of my mouth. God loves you so much. Why won't it come out? God loves you so much that He follows behind you, and He goes before you, and He steps beside, and He knows where your steps are bound, even though you don't today. Oh, and thanks be to God above. If you feel like you're alone, you're not alone. Hey. Oh, God loves His children so much that He didn't just let you be one sheep by yourself. He set you up in a fold. I don't know if you understand this or not, but sheep are a group kind of breed. They do better in groups, and they thrive in groups. That's why God set up churches. So that I can not just be by ourselves. We can be with like-minded people. Thanks be to God. If I'm weak, I can draw strength from my brothers and sisters. Oh, I don't want you to think that you're in this by yourself, because you're not. Not only does God love you, but I love you. We love you. Oh, my goodness. If you feel alone, come get strength from God today. Hey, if you're a sheep, God won't leave you alone. The shepherd, hey, he's invested in them sheep. There's property. There's his livelihood. There's something that He cares about. So why would He leave one out by itself? himself. Brother Victor, why would he lose profit on something? Aren't you glad that when God looks at you and I, he doesn't see lost profit? He doesn't see something that just eat its cost? He doesn't see something that's good for nothing? He sees a son or a daughter, and he loves you today. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've gotten into. It doesn't matter how far out you feel. God's only one prayer away. Brother Mike, that shepherd, don't you know that he's so invested in his sheep that even in 100-fold, he understands which bleed is to which sheep. Aren't you glad that the shepherd, he doesn't just have a generic bleat for each sheep? Every sheep has its own tone. Every sheep has its own worry. Every sheep has its own fright. Oh, and the shepherd loves you enough to study you out and to read your bleats and to get in tune with you just enough to know that when you need help, he's there. When I bleed out, God help me. He's right there. When you bleed out for help, he's right there. When you need prayer, he prays. I believe that with all my heart, Brother Victor. Or else why? What if Jesus taught them how to pray if he didn't pray himself? I want you to realize something today. Jesus, he's not just our mediator. He's not just our high priest. He's not just a God incarnate. He's our best friend. And he's our way to God. And if you need help, just cry out. He loves you today. I don't know what you need. And it don't matter if I ever know or not. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that wherever we're at, whatever state we're in, let's be happy in it. I said all that trying to get back to a point of being happy where you're at. Those sheep, Papa, they don't care where they are as long as they're with their shepherd. We all not, Brother Victor, care where we're at as long as we see the shepherd in tow, if we see the shepherd, if he's close, which he always will be. Oh, thanks be to God, no matter where you're at, you can find peace in it. You can find peace in it. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. If you're here and you're lost, you won't find peace. You won't find a happy part. You won't have a happy place. You won't find joy. You won't find love. You won't find a grace where you're at because you're in a dead pasture. You're where the Lord can't be. You know why? Because you're lost in your sin. Oh, but thanks be to God above that God loves you enough that he sent somebody down here to take your place and to be your sin death. And Brother Chris, he didn't just come for me. He came for you and you and you and you and you. The Bible said that when the sky went dark, and the Bible said that God poured out the wrath on him. Aren't you glad that you were one of the drops of wrath that he took today? Brother James, you were one of the pieces that he died for. One of the pieces of the puzzle that we like to talk about so much. Aren't you glad today that when God sent his darling son to die, and I don't believe it caught him off guard. I don't believe it. He I was mistaken. I believe that from the beginning of when they started time, I believe Jesus knew that he was going to suffer, bleed, and die so that you could be here today and you could hear about his love and his mercy and his grace and find out that you'll never be happy unless you get God in your heart today. You ever wonder why you're always negative? You ever wonder why you can't find happiness in anything? You ever wonder why you got to analyze everything out in your life? It's because your spirit is trying to find its way back to God, but your mind is pulling back, and your mind is trying to trick you. Just let your mind go. Follow your heart, and you'll find love today. The Bible says in Revelation, Brother Victor, that one, and it's one of the ways that he's explaining how he's going to separate us. The Bible said that the sheep were on one side and the goats were on the other. Right now, you realize that you're a goat? Right now, do you realize that you're on the outside looking in? Right now, do you realize that you're never going to find peace or joy or love or happiness in your life? No matter how long you may live, you will not find peace unless you've got God in your heart. The Bible didn't say how those goats had a chance to become sheep. At that point in time, it was black and white. It was dead and alive. It was condemned and forgiven. Oh, but right now, you've got today to come and be part of the flock. Oh, but you've got to do it when God is ready. You know, maybe you've prayed. Maybe you've been up here. Maybe you've prayed in your seat. Maybe you've prayed at revivals or youth retreat or maybe you've prayed in your car, on your bed, I don't know. Oh, but you've never broke through. Oh, but let me tell you something today. When you let go of the world and you let go of the grip that the world has on you and you stop trying to understand the Bible naturally and you realize that you'll never understand it without God's help and you'll never understand how to be saved without God's help and you realize that God is your only hope, then and only then can you become a part of the flock today. Amen. But I'll tell you this. John records in Revelations as well that he looked out and he saw a sea of people. The Bible said, he said he put it down in the Bible that no man could number. Nobody in this earth could put a name or a number on how many people were in that number. Oh, but I'll say this much. God's not confused on how many people are his. God doesn't favor nobody else more than another. Everybody in that number had a robe, a wife, and a crown, and a place in heaven. Oh, and it's only by the blood of the darling son. Thanks be to God above that I became a part of the flock when God covered me in the sin. Oh, he covered my sin in the blood of Tony. Hey, don't you know? Don't you realize this? Oh, that the only way sin can be forgiven is by a sacrifice of blood. Amen. You know what's the best part? You don't have to give your blood for it. Right now, if you die in your sin, you'd give your blood for it. But somebody came in such a humble, loving way. Somebody came in such a way, and they died in such a way, yet they rose in such a way. And they left in such a way. But the Bible says that the way he came, he returned in like manner. So all I'm doing is waiting on the return of my shepherd. Thanks be to God above that I'm part of the flock. Oh, but if you want a place in heaven, you're going to have to repent. The Bible says that without the blood, there is no remission of sin. In other words, if blood's not shed, if sacrifice isn't accepted. God loves you so much that He made a way just for you. I believe with all of my every ounce, every fiber of my being, Janice, I believe that when He created this plan and when He brought this plan together, He saw this day. I believe He rolled it back to the beginning and He rolled it back to now, or forwards to now, to this day, and however far much longer it goes. I don't know how much longer it goes, but I know I know that I found my spot in that wrinkle of time. I don't know how long. The Bible says that 1,000 years is a day to God, and all, and the other way, you know. Nevertheless, that God is not a respecter of time. He created it for you and I so that we could find a day or a moment in time to accept His Son in our life, and we could become part of the flock. Oh, but if you're here today and you don't have a spot, you can have a spot today. And you know what you'll do? You'll be happy in whatever situation you're in. You'll be, the devil may sucker punch you right in the face. But you know what? You'll smile through broken teeth. Why? Because God is your shepherd, and He loves you, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you today. Brother James, come get a song. I don't know what you need. It's not up to me to help you. I can't. I can go this far. The tip of my finger is as far as I can go, Sandy Redden. As much as I would love to give everybody anything I possibly could in this room, the strongest part I can give you is my prayer. But do you realize the strongest thing you can give God is your prayer? Whether you feel down, or you feel like God's forgotten about you, or you feel like God doesn't care about you anymore, or you feel like you'll never get back to where you used to be, or you feel like you'll never be as good as this person or that person. Hey, do you know why God said that He's not a respecter of person? Because He doesn't care about what's going on the outside. He just cares about what's going on the inside. If you're saved by God's grace, rejoice in it. Because you're not going to hell anymore. You don't have to accept the judgment because your pardon has been paid in full today. Stand. Do you have loved ones that are lost? Do you have loved ones that are still goats while you're a sheep? That doesn't mean you can't joy in what you got. You ought to every day. But I got goats in my family. I've got lost people that I love with every ounce of my being, that if they died today, they would go straight to hell. You're the same. Everybody in here knows somebody that's lost. Probably as close as your extended family. Maybe you know that you're lost. Don't leave here lost anymore. Let God have control of your life, and you can be happy forever today. Not every situation in your life is going to be perfect. God never said that. God never said that you would always have good days. He never said that you wouldn't feel alone. He never said that you wouldn't feel far away from Him. But He did say that I will always be there for you. What do you need today?
Who do you need to pray for? Let's take our prayer life serious. It's a serious thing. Death and hell will grip our people if we don't pray. There's nothing that we can do about it. Naturally speaking, I can't reach inside their chest and yank out that heart and put a brand new heart in, but I know somebody who can today. I can't heal a sick person, but I know somebody who can. I can't take cancer from your body, but I know someone who can. I can't cover your sin debt, but I know somebody who can. My best friend.
And I ask my dear,
he's my dear brother.
To help me.
I love my brothers and my sister more than anything in life. But I've got a brother that I've never seen, that I've never heard with my natural ear, and I've never met. And yet I feel his love around me every day. Why don't you want that? Why is there even a doubt in your mind? Do you want to be saved? I would venture to say the answer is yes. I'm telling you how to get it. I'm telling you how to call upon a God who will do nothing but help you today.
So I just
you don't have to second guess anymore. You don't have to wonder anymore. I'm standing here this morning to tell you and to let you know that God is here and he wants to help you today. That's the only way you're going to get out of trouble. The only way you'll get out of trouble is to pray. The only way you will escape hell and the flames and the pain and the torment is to pray. The only way you'll get closer to God is to pray. The only way up for you to get out of the rut that you're in is to pray.
And those dear nail-scarred hands wipe the teardrops away.
We've done all we know to do. We've sang, we've prayed, and I hope and pray that I've preached my heart out. I'm a sweating mess, so I guess I did. I just want to do what God had me to do today.
Good message. It's a good preaching.
But I'll tell you this much. You know what would have made this day even better? For all of us in here, everybody, was if you would have stepped out. But I'll tell you this much. Just because you didn't today doesn't mean that God don't love you anymore.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible does plainly say, Brother Vernon, that God said he promised he would come to everybody one time. And I'm not saying God's going to come to you again. That's how serious this is. God may never speak to you again. And that hurts me. But I'm going to pray with every ounce of my being. That if you come back tonight, or if you maybe if you're a part of the youth retreat in a couple days, or maybe someday during the afternoon that we are here, maybe I get woke up from a nap for you to tell me, hey, I got saved. You wake me up. I don't care what time of day it is. I don't care if it's midnight. I don't care if it's in the wee hours of the morning. You let me know, and we'll praise God together.
Yeah.
You call anybody in here, and they'll shout the house down with you. Why? The Bible says that we love because God first loved us. It also says that, how do you know you've passed from death into life? You love the brethren. I love you today. We all love you today. God loves you today. That's all I know to do. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Victor.
Go ahead, just close it out. Ask me what's your testimony.
Does anybody, we're going to go ahead and close out the service, but let's not close it out in our hearts. But we'll just leave this place here, and we'll keep this feeling in our hearts, and we'll come back tonight. and God will bless again. But I'll tell you this much. I love him today, and we love you. Does anybody have anything they'd like to bring before the church? Testimony?